Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today I have a fun solo show that I'm so excited to release because I recently discovered The Joy of Reading category romance by Harlequin. If you don't know, Harlequin is a big publisher for romance and they have a different series lines. So what is Harlequin category romance, as you may ask? So it's a shorter romance. It's about 200 to 250 pages long. They're full of tropes. You know what to expect. When you pick a category, you'll know the level of steam and what type of tropes they feature. And they can be quick reads that I love. And it gives you all the feels. So in this episode, I'm going to focus on three different categories. The Daring Line, which is ebook only, and it has a lot of steam. The Desire Line, which you can find in paperback and ebook, and features primarily billionaires. And the Blaze Line, which is discontinued, which is really sad because I discovered it recently and I absolutely love it. It is super steamy. And you can find paperbacks from secondhand stores as well as ebooks. So let's go to the different books that I'm recommending. Let's start with the Harlequin Dare line. So I read three books in this line, and they're actually really a lot of fun. So they're the Harlequin Dare line, the way I can describe it is it's what it replaced what Blaze line used to be. So it has a lot of steam. There's a lot of like action. It's just like feels like the romance is just like really intense. So I read three books in the series, and let's go to those. The first book is Corrupted by Catherine Fox. This is a modern auction, second chance enemies to lovers. So the meet cute, they actually met in college and they had a falling out. And so the hero is in a gentleman's club who happens to do a modern auction of women. And the women would pay them like $500,000 to $5 million for companionship. In this auction, the women have the choice to engage in any type of, you know, sexual relationship. So it's not the man, he's not buying her for sex, he's just like, just buying companionship. And so the hero finds out that this girl who he had fallen out with, he fell in love with, is in the auction. So he bids on her for $5 million for 2 weeks in Cannes. So the book is set in Cannes, which is kind of like fun. And he starts his revenge as an enemies lovers. You know, I hate you because you did XYZ. And then the relationship evolves into second chance romance. And they're working through the process. And it's just like really sweet. So I really loved this. This was really steamy. The second book in the series comes out in February 2021. And it's a fake relationship, which I am looking forward to it. So I'm really glad that I got to read this book. The second two books are actually part of a series. So the first one is Wild Wedding Hookup by Jamie K. Schmidt. And it's set in Miami and is about a bachelor party. So the heroine works in this hotel conglomerate where she's a concierge. And so she rents her beach house that she owns. She rents it out for like Airbnb. And so the groomsmen, one of them, he's planning a bachelor party for his future brother-in-law. And so basically he's like type A. He's been planning this party for 2 months. He's been annoying her, sending her emails, like basically telling her like, this is what we need to do. This is what needs to happen. And has all the schedule and all these different things. And then when he arrives, like the schedule is like, you know, the brother-in-law is like, goes to MIA. And he's like, Rick, I need to find you. So they have instant attraction and they just like connect with each other. And so it's mostly a vacation book where they spend most of the time doing the things that the bachelor party was supposed to do. So they go fishing, they go snorkeling, they go around Miami. So it's just like a fun bachelor party, you know, book. The conflict is just, it works itself out. So there's a little bit of like miscommunication, but it just works itself out. There's a lot of steam and it's actually really fun. So the second book in this series is Holiday Hookup by Jamie K. Schmidt.
And this one's set in Hawaii. So the couple from the first book, they moved to Hawaii because there's where all the different properties are. And so this book is between her best friend, who's a private chef, and a stressed out tech entrepreneur who happens to go to this, like, having shipped out to this Hawaiian retreat without internet so he can get a reset and he can feel better. And so they basically they have an attraction to each other, and they come to a resolution though, like, she'll give him some internet as long as he does some of the relaxation stuff. So they do, like, a lot of vacation. It's another vacation book. So they go on, you know, couples massage, hiking, surfing, all these different things they can do in Hawaii. So it's just, like, fun scenic ride. And that was, like, a fun book to read. I actually like this book better. I like the second one better than the first one, but they both are really excellent books, and they both are really steamy. So the next category line is Harlingen Desire. So we have a couple books in this series. So the first one is Falling for Her Fake Fiancé by Sarah M. Anderson. So it's a fake relationship between Harris and a CEO. So this is set, there's a series set around this family, the Bowman family. I just read one book. I think I read the last book in the series. And so the Bowman family is known for their brewery. And so I think something happened in the previous book where the brewery gets sold out to a conglomerate. And so the hero from this book takes over as CEO just to do reorganization. And so he's having trouble like managing the company because they're like, the people are sabotaging him because they don't trust him. So just because it's a family business. And so the heroine is the heiress from that family. And so she comes in and she's like, you know, comes in to just work on some art action, and she's like destitute, so she's like, I need some money. So she takes on the job, and so the hero realizes like if she has her influence, he can actually make a difference. So he asks her to be his fake fiance, and so they're like all this candy going on. But it is a good book. It's actually fun, like, relationship. They're like, I'm not supposed to fall in love with you, and you're not supposed to fall in love with each other. And it's just like, it has all the elements that I love about fake relationships. So this was a good book to read. I may read the other books in the series. I think they're like kind of interesting. It's set in Denver. So I think that's like a fun day. Do you go out? Did you travel around the Denver area? So it's kind of like fun if you want to travel and set in a book. So this book is good for you. The next two books are from J.C. Lee. I think she's a debut author. She has another book called Sweet Mess, but these are her Harlingen debut. And so it's about a family, Asian family who owns a fashion empire. And so the first book is Temporary Wife Temptation, which is a marriage to convenience. I read this back in February, and what I can tell you, it was fine. I liked the book. It started really strong. But then at the end, it felt really rushed. Like, it felt like all the conflict that was going on, they just resolved it really quickly. So that was my biggest gripe about this book. It's just like, it ends really fast. So I wish it had like 100 pages long. It would be great. It would have been a 5-star read. But right now it's like a 3-star read. So if you like Marriage Convenience, this book is for you. If you like Brother's Best Friend, Little Sister, then Secret Crush Seduction is for you. And it's the same complaint. It starts really strong. The whole relationship, will they, can they, what's going on, it happens. But then it just feels rushed at the end. So those are my biggest complaint about these two books. It's just like, I wish they were longer. I wish they were like 50 more pages. I believe there's some steam. It's not as steamy as Dare or Blaze, but there's some steam in it. The final book in the Harlingen Desire line that I read was Secret Higher Seduction by Reese Ryan. This is Second Chance Romance. This is part of a series. There's like some reality TV stars, some cattle ranch. It's set in Texas. So there's a small town romance. It's a little bit of everything. I think other authors write the other books in the series. So this one was just basically like a Second Chance Romance. They have a chance encounter in the town. One of the hero is he's basically like an illegitimate son of this rich man who died, and he's inheriting some stuff. And so they're trying to make sense with that with the family, along with the heroine coming back and trying to say, like, would you be together? This book was well developed, so I do enjoyed it. But I just remember being like, it was fine. It was just like a fun book to read. I would say for me, the Desire Line is a hit or miss. Some books are great, and some books are like kind of like, I wish there was more. So, and now shows the part is that all these books are billionaire. Like, so if you don't like the billionaire trope, then you might want to skip the Desire Line, because there's a lot of billionaires in this trope. So that's one thing I would say. So for the Harlequin Desire. The next category, and the final category that I'm going to talk about, is Harlequin Blaze. So there's a couple books that I read, and I have to tell you, this is like my favorite category. It is full steam. The books are well developed. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of things happening. They're full of tropes. They're just like perfect book size. They're like 200-250 pages long, and they're just like, they're completed. Like, it's just so really good. So the first book that I want to talk about is Her Holiday Fling by Jennifer Snow. Jennifer Snow wrote Unalaska Christmas, which I enjoy. That was actually Latin in Christmas, but big in Alaska. And that was a fun book to read. And so when I saw she had a Harlequin Blaze line, I was like, I need to pick this one up. So it was like, it's Holiday Fling. So I'm like, oh, it's going to be like holiday season, but it's not. It's like a trip. It's a retreat, a wedding, you know, trip. And so it's not a holiday. It's not a Christmas book. It's just like a holiday, like a trip. And it's set in Hawaii, and it's a fake relationship. So the couple meet in the airport, and they realize they need a date. One needs a date for a wedding. One needs a date for her corporate retreat. And so they come together, and they decide to just have a fake relationship. And that's the story. And it's just fun. It's steamy. It's really good. So that was like a fun one. If you like fake relationship, this is a good one to read. The next couple books are from Tiffany Wright. So she has a trilogy, and this is how I started my Harlequin category journey, is that I realized I wanted to read some fall books, some Halloween books, some Thanksgiving books. And so this was mentioned on Twitter that she has this trilogy, and I was like, I need to read this. So I read them, and I was like, oh my gosh, I need more books like this. And they're reading more Harlequin books. So the first book is Her Halloween Tree by Tiffany Wright, and it's a best friend brother's little sister. And it's a Halloween book. It is perfection. It is steamy. It gets down to it. There's multiple sex scenes. It's just like fun. It's set in Portland. It's set in the cabin boots. I don't know. I just have to tell you, it was just like so gay. But it gets better. So her Thanksgiving book is Her Naughty Holiday. And it's a fake relationship with a virgin heroine and a single dad, which has an adorable 17-year-old daughter who's like so funny. And I love her so much. So I have to tell you, this book has like all the issues that I love about a book. There's no miscommunication. There's a lot of consent. There's a lot of like steam. They like each other. They talk to each other. They spend time with each other. And like the conflict is like not that big. And so it's just like really good book. So her Naughty Holiday is by far the one 5-star read that I'd recommend to everyone that you should read it. And Thanksgiving books. So if you're looking for Thanksgiving books, this is one for it. And then the third book in the series is One Hot December. And it's a second chance romance. And it's my least favorite of the trilogy, but they're still really good. So One Hot December, they hook up. They work together. They hook up 6 months before for one night. And then she decides to leave the company to go work with the company from the second book, from Her Naughty Holiday. So she gives her 2 weeks notice, and they decide to start a relationship. And I don't know. It's like, there's like the billionaire trope, which I don't love. So there's a little bit about that. There's a lot about like, you know, is she ready to be your girlfriend? Are you gonna be it? And I don't know. I didn't love it. It was fine. I give it like 3 stars. Like, it was a fine book, but I just, knowing myself, I used to read a lot of billionaire tropes, and they were fine, but I don't love that trope. I personally, you give me fake relationship, you give me marriage convenience, you even give me best friend, little sister. I love this, but when it was just like billionaire and there's conversations about money and, you know, power structure, I just don't like it. So that's just my thoughts. So those are the Harlequin category desire Blaze and Dear Line, Books That I Read. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. If you enjoyed these four episodes, like solo show recommendations, please consider joining the Patreon community. This is where I share book recommendations every week through a newsletter as well as in between for Audible Escape, Kindle Unlimited, Trove recommendations. Basically, if you want personalized recommendation, if you're looking for a next victory, join the Patreon community. I'll definitely be giving you more than enough recommendations to share. If you enjoy this podcast, please listen to the review on iTunes. This is the best way for this podcast to get discovered. This podcast is part member of the Frolic Podcast Network. For more information, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.